In Oakland, California, city leaders are searching for solutions to a wave of violent crime that's claimed 93 lives this past year. At the same time, city residents are watching as three members of their own police department face trial for beating suspected drug dealers and lying to their superiors. The trial began a year ago, and this week marks the beginning of the jury's 14th week of deliberations. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The jury clearly had had enough. Last week, for the third time during their 51 days of deliberations, they told the judge that they were hopelessly deadlocked and unable to reach unanimous verdicts on most of the 35 charges brought against the three Oakland police officers. Defense attorney William Rappaport, speaking outside the courtroom, said he pleaded with the judge to accept the jury's deadlock, arguing, quote, to keep this jury is coercive.
They are being forced, they are being held hostage, they are being forced to be here. They've already told us they want to go home, they're done. When you force someone to perform a civic duty, you're holding them hostage. This is no longer a function of their civic obligation.
Yet Alameda County Superior Court Judge Leo Dorado, apparently encouraged by the fact that a few jurors had changed their votes over the course of eight different ballots, instructed the jury to resume deliberations. Reaction from the jury in the tense courtroom ranged from resignation to tears to unmistakable rage. As one male juror walked past District Attorney Tom Orloff, he locked an icy glare onto the prosecutor in an obvious expression of contempt. Officers Matthew Hornig, Clarence Mabanig, and Jude Siapno are accused of kidnapping, assault, and filing false reports to pump up their arrest record. They are part of a clique of rogue cops known as the Riders. Their former supervisor, Frank Vasquez, fled the country, presumably to Mexico, and is sought by the FBI. Sitting in the back of the courtroom last week, Mandingo Hayes, a construction worker, wore a black T-shirt reading, "Danger, Police in Area." He said he's been following the trial because he thinks his community needs protection from rogue cops.
Every time a police officer get accused of something and go to trial, this is what happens. They end up being a hung jury or acquittal. So you feel like, you know what I'm saying, ain't no hope, ain't no use. Look at the jury. Come on now. You think that's a fair trial?
Hayes was referring to the racial composition of the Oakland jury, none of whom are African American. This in a city that is about 38% black. The jury was made up of a pool drawn from Alameda County, where the population is only 14% African American. Two of the officers are Filipino, the other is white. All of their alleged victims are black, and all had some criminal record, which allowed the defense attorneys to argue that the alleged misconduct by the cops was in some way justified, says attorney John Burris. He had represented many of the alleged victims of the Riders in a lawsuit earlier this year.
And I think that they were stereotyped by the defense lawyers and the jury that essentially said these are people who had misconduct, bad problems in the past. Why should we send officers to jail who in fact were dealing with this particular element of the community?
The city settled that lawsuit for almost $11 million, and the police promised to implement reforms to identify problem cops. Now, as a jury returns to deliberations, the Oakland police, concerned about the impact of a hung jury, are asking neighboring departments for assistance in the event of trouble. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland, California.